A reading from the second Samuel. David brought up the ark of God from the house of Obededom to the city of David with rejoicing. And when those who bore the ark of the Lord had gone 6 paces, he sacrificed an ox and a fatling. David danced before the Lord with all his might. David was girded with a linen ephod. So David and all the house of Israel brought up the ark of the Lord with shouting and with the sound of the trumpet. They brought in the ark of the Lord and set it in its place inside the tent that David had pitched for it. And David offered burnt offerings and offerings of well-being before the Lord. When David had finished offering the burnt offerings and the offerings of well-being, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord of hosts and distributed food among all the people, the whole multitude of Israel, both men and women, to each a cake of bread, a portion of meat, and a cake of raisins. Then all the people went back to their homes. The word of the Lord. David brought up the ark of God rejoicing, and he danced in joy before the ark with abandonment. The angel Gabriel says to Mary, "Rejoice, because the Lord is with you." We find the word rejoice and joy throughout the scripture. Rejoicing in the Lord is a gift of the Holy Spirit. Joy is something far deeper than the secular meaning of happiness. Happiness is associated with everything going right. Nothing is going wrong. We are happy when we have a good job, lots of money, success, and can travel in the right crowd. Joy can be experienced even when life is chaotic and hard. Rejoicing even in the midst of sorrow is a deep gift of our inner spirit. Eddie Hillison personifies this gift of the Holy Spirit by her ability to find beauty and joy in the most miserable circumstances. She writes of the camp where the Jews were held for deportation to Auschwitz. The misery here is quite terrible. And yet, late at night, when the day has slunk away into the depths behind me, I often walk with a spring in my step along the barbed wire. And then, time and again, it soars straight from my heart. The feeling that life is glorious and magnificent, and that one day we shall be building a whole new world. Rejoicing in God is compatible with our tears for all those who suffer. The joy in the midst of suffering of our Dominican sisters in Iraq testify to this. This is the great mystery of the joy in our deepest center that exists with the reality of the terrible injustice and pain in our world. One with Jesus, in the Spirit, we do all we can to make a better world. Jesus, in his death and resurrection, has already defeated evil. Do we believe this? The power of the resurrection at work in us is building a whole new world, even though it's so often a hidden reality. God continues to let the wheat and tares grow together for the sake of mercy. Our challenge is to believe in the power of the resurrection. Continue to do everything possible to bring justice and love to all. But salvation does not depend upon us. We have been saved. Our task is to make that reality more visible in our fragmented world until the full manifestation of the kingdom.